Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Biden's EPA has done a very good thing. Very, very good thing. They reversed and rolled back the initiatives of Scott Walker and Scott Pruitt, who at the time was the incompetent head of the EPA under Trump, who eased air quality standards to help Foxconn. Trump's EPA, at Walker's request, with Walker's DNR, Walker's government supporting it, said, we don't need that degree of air quality in southeastern Wisconsin and along Lake Michigan. We just don't need it. We wanted to help Foxconn. There's a Chinese company we've offered $4.5 billion to, like idiots. They're going to make large screen TVs and hire 13,000 people at an average wage of $53,000 a year. So we want to be able to belch whatever they want in the air, so we're going to roll back air standards. There was a group in Northern Illinois who either thought of bringing suit or didn't. It didn't do any good. And as a result, we had diminished air quality on the eastern part of Wisconsin since Scott Walker was governor. And Pruitt was one of the worst. I mean, you know, there was a rogues gallery in that cabinet. Every one of them was peculiar, several criminal under Trump. But that's what they did. Anyway, the EPA under Biden is rolling that back, rolling it back. We're going to have a lot stronger air quality in eastern Wisconsin, thank goodness. And remember, they were the ones that were going to let Foxconn dump millions of gallons of water into Lake Michigan a day with no environmental plan, no disclosure of what it was. This is Lake Michigan we're talking about. This is Lake Michigan we're talking about. Okay, the lines are lighting up. We're going to the lines. We're going to start with, in order, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. I wake up every day and say thank God for Biden, because the climate's everything. So without right. that, you're in pretty sad shape. So, and Walker, he's so corrupt. And Rebecca Clayfish is going to, if she runs and wins, she'll be a clone. Clone of Walker won't be right. any different.
She was his lieutenant governor, an unsuccessful governorship. They're going to put her in the back of a drop-top Cadillac with a plastic tiara, and she's going to pageant wave in the car for 4 years. She has an earpiece from Voss, from the donors, from Alec, from Eli of Illinois, from Hendricks of Beloit, all these people, the remaining Koch brother, if he's still around. She'll have an earpiece, very presentable person sitting in the back of a drop-top Cadillac, Paul. That's what's going to happen.
That's 100% correct, Matt, and it's a very scary thought. Democracy is hanging by a thread in this state as it is. And the other quick thing, this dark money. Dark money is, that's basically the evil we have in politics. But God help us if Clayfish gets... I think she's going to win the nomination, and I think she's going to win against Tony, but it's a scary thought. I might have to think about it. Well, never mind. Okay, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks, Paul. I'll just say before we go to the next caller that I don't think she's beating Tony, but more importantly, I hope she doesn't get the nomination because, you know, how do you attack her? I'll be the only guy that says anything, as usual, sitting in the back of a drop-top Cadillac with a plastic tiara, pageant waving with an earpiece to Voss. Very good. Okay, we're next caller up in line. Do not hang up. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, shifted the thoughts a little bit. You know, Rebecca Clayfish, you know, weather girl. I mean, isn't that what she was, you know, prior to, you know, taking office, that married to Joel Clayfish, or, you know, maybe have that back. Maybe he was a weather boy and she was, you know, something else. But, I mean,
he was a reporter and she was a reporter and I think weekend anchor. Right, at WSN-TV in Milwaukee, right? But tell us your point of view, Mark.
Well, I don't think she's really qualified. I mean, I think she represents a very corrupt part of the Republican Party. But and we have to keep hammering home the fact that these Republicans have abandoned their Republican principles and have adopted the stances of you know, the fascists, you know, in Europe and the Stalinists, you know, of Eastern Europe. These guys are just plain and simple authoritarians, and that all they want is power. And it's kind of ironic coming off of the weekend, where, you know, June 6th was the anniversary of D-Day, you know, that where, you know, the Allies went on and went on to take out, you know, Hitler. I mean, it just...
Right.
And who knows if the, you know, the partisans or whoever is going to be like, you know, take out Mussolini, and, you know, because the Italians took him out before the, you know, when just so as the Allies were arriving. I mean, that what are, right. you know, what is
no, the contrast is amazing. I mean, back then the United States stood tall. We still stand tall, very tall. We're the we're the basis of Western civilization. We're the basis of humane government around the world. And back then, we really took it. I mean, you know, my father-in-law landed in Omaha Beach, and my dad was in the Marine Corps. He was on the other end of the world at the time. But I'll tell you what, those are some amazing guys. So you're right. And now we have to stand tall again, and we're doing it. And that's people like you guys who call in, people who comment on this radio, people who run for office, people who are standing up for our democracy. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, I'm with both of those two callers, and Biden, too. I mean, thank God for him. We're finally, next week, he's going to go and tell Putin what it's all about, in my opinion. But what I was going to call about, I ran this by the guys last night, and they didn't think much of it. What do you think the chances of any Democrat winning the presidential race in West Virginia? I say it's about zero. So... instead of all the time talking about what we're going to give Joe Manchin, how about, you know, the reason he's getting voted in is he's collecting a lot of federal money, pork, as they call it. How about Biden's got these buzzwords like, look, and here's the deal. I look at him and say, look, here's the deal, Joe. Here's what we're going to take from you, not what we're going to give to you. I'm done playing games with you. And who cares what happens to the people in that state? You're the one that brings us on with this nonsense. It's time to play hardball with him.
You know, that's a good point. And the thing is, I'm getting real tired of Joe Manchin, and I'll tell you why. It's one thing to say, okay, and sort of posture and say, yeah, the January 6th commission. But voting rights, SB1 and HR1, are number one for a reason, because they eliminate gerrymandering. They eliminate gerrymandering. They require fair elections, fair people counting them, not Cyber Ninja, not Voss, fair people counting them. Absentee ballots. You won't be able to call folks in the old age home and try to scare them and ask them afterwards who you voted for. Won't be able to do it. And he won't suspend the filibuster, even support it. He wants bipartisanship. Moscow Mitch suspends the filibuster all the time when he's in. Supreme Court appointments, he suspended it for that one. He says, well, just this one. Cabinet appointments for Trump, suspending it just for this one. He will suspend it for whatever he wants if he ever gets in as majority leader, whatever he wants. Manchin is lying when he says that he wants bipartisanship. There is no bipartisanship. When they attack you, and then they do worse. One way to level the playing field is get rid of gerrymandering. That's the main point of that bill. The main point, you get rid of gerrymandering, you get fair maps, you get reasonable people. You'll get some Republicans, but they'll be more reasonable. And you'll get a lot of Democrats, and they'll be reasonable. Manchin is disgusting, you know, withdrawing aid, maybe. But the thing is, the guy is dug in real deep. I think you've got to be a lot tougher with that guy. Joe Biden's got to be a lot tougher with that guy. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.